This is Will.
This is Alex.
Welcome back to another episode of They Mostly Come At It.
Welcome, welcome, everyone. You know, just as we always do.
As we always
before
start.
Before we get into the insanity that we just watched tonight.
Before we open your third eye.
Your third eye. Your pletorial gland.
Pineal
gland. Pineal gland, sorry. Oh, Pretorius is the
That's the guy's name.
Okay, sorry. Before we get into all that, go to your YouTube, Instagram too, Facebook, all that good stuff. Go find They Mostly Come Out at Night podcast. Check us out if you like us. Like, comment, subscribe, give us a comment. All that good stuff really helps out the podcast, really helps us out. We really appreciate all you people giving suggestions. We do one every five episodes.
If it's a future year, I add it to the list.
We just really appreciate all of you for even just listening, even to this episode. So if you're new here, welcome. If you're coming back, welcome still. So also, kind of quick housekeeping. I don't know who cares, but on Instagram, I shortened our name. We are now TMCOAN.
Make it easier.
If you add us, make sure. If you want to drop us like a story, you know.
Yeah, the DM.
Our good friends, Corpus Earthling, have dropped a few, so I really appreciate them. Thank you guys so much. You guys are awesome. We still love the theme song, by the way. I hope everyone else is liking that.
As you may have noticed.
Please go check out their stuff. It's very good. The link will be in the description. Just wanted to give a little quick shout out to them. They're always on top of it. They're always awesome. You guys are doing a great job. So now let's get in to some Lovecraftian horniness.
Okay. Right.
Quick question. What the fuck did we just watch tonight?
So we watched From Beyond. Now, we've both seen this movie before.
Yes.
I think I echo the sentiment in the room when I say that this is my favorite Lovecraft adaptation.
Oh, yeah.
I love Reanimator, which was made by the same director.
Yes, Reanimator's awesome.
Same actors.
If you guys have not seen Reanimator,
yeah,
please go watch that movie too.
Yeah, it's.
I would actually suggest go watch this movie as well. There is a version on Prime. I'm not sure if it's the same one we watched, but it is on there.
They're both great. They were both made, like, the Reanimator only came out a year before this, but this is my favorite Lovecraft adaptation. It is a, I mean, oh my god,
it's so good. There's a ton of Lovecraft like adaptations, like so
adaptations
many.
And just movies that kind of fit the movies and books that fit the mythos. I mean,
one recently that I really liked is The Color Out of Space
with
Nicolas Cage. That was pretty decent, I'm not gonna lie, and that's a Lovecraftian but the Lovecraft story,
it is a story.
So that's an adaptation that it was pretty decent. I thought they did a really good job with it. It kind of captures that weirdness, but not as much as this movie did tonight,
because this movie is it just shows you that just because something is a B movie, it, like, low budget doesn't mean low effort.
Right. Well, and I love the idea. So what I think a lot of adaptations don't do quite right is Lovecraft is all about, like, seeing the unexplainable, like seeing stuff that, like, literally your mind cannot comprehend what you are seeing. So a lot of the times, instead of like comprehending what you're seeing, you just go absolutely fucking insane.
Well, this goes a further level in that experiencing these things activates a certain part of you.
Well, and that's what I mean I like the fact that they kind of delved in more into that, even arguably more than Lovecraft did in this story. Because I mean, the
100%.
The original story of what beyond
from beyond
from beyond. Sorry, I was like, is it into the... yeah from beyond?
I'm just checking if that's what the short story.
I think
story
the is short story is called that. It's like I think the credits.
Yeah, it's the same name.
Yeah. So it's like 40 pages long, and it's the ultimate like fuck around and find out story and the movie. So they took this little 40 page short story.
Mm-hmm.
Because I mean, even like Call of Cthulhu is not that long. It's like,
yeah,
it is. I think it's less than 100 pages.
It's one of the longer ones, but yeah, I mean, his thing was
like short
stories,
quick, like insanity stories. But I like what they did here, because they kind of expanded on a lot of the ideas that were in the story, and it takes
that, and it gives you a absolutely stylized, deranged, horned up 80s version of it.
Yeah, they just totally went off the fucking rails.
Because Reanimator was the same way.
Yeah, exactly.
It was just, guy brings people back from the dead.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll take that and make it batshit insane. Yeah, even more batshit insane.
Let's make it as crazy as fucking humanly possible. Let's do a bunch of cocaine and write our version of a fucking Frankenstein movie.
And this is, you know, people see interdimensional beings and we just go fucking bananas from there.
Yeah, this will be
absolutely bananas.
This will definitely be, I think, a rambler. I think we got to, just because we really like this movie. There's not too much critiques I have of it because it's so awesome.
I am a fanboy. I have no critiques.
I do too. Like, listen, like, no one is claiming that we're like out here doing like actual film reviews.
No, this is
we're just like going. This is pure entertainment. This is all that is. It just captures everything I want in like
a horror movie,
like a body horror movie.
Yeah.
So, I mean, obviously, this is definitely like not everyone is going to like the body horror genre.
I mean,
I don't know why you wouldn't.
You have to be.
But
if you're squeamish, this movie's not for you.
Well, if you like stuff like The Thing or
The Fly,
like mainstream body horror stuff like that. Sure, give it a try. I think you'd really enjoy it if you enjoy those movies too. But if you like stuff like Society or Reanimator or anything like maybe House, but House is like a little different.
It's more of a comedy.
Yeah. But I mean, it does have like the horror elements with like just crazy batshit like special effects going on.
If you talk about special effects,
well. I mean, you know. So, basic story is there's a scientist that's doing research on how to open his third eye.
His pineal gland.
Yeah, because he has a theory that if there's like a magnetic vibration, that you can kind of open a portal to this dimension where you can see like other beings that are there, but we can't like contact them.
It's like, yeah, it's this machine that because of its vibrations, you can see all this other stuff, but it also stimulates your pineal gland and makes it like grow and
yeah,
it changes you.
Right, exactly. So, and I mean, you can see these like weird worm things. So when they first turn it on, it's like these weird worm things and it like bites our main dude. And, you know, and then it kind of goes from there. It escalates a lot.
Yeah, it's him and this guy, Dr. Pretorius, who's the main guy, and he gets...
Oh, I just want to mention, it for all of you people that maybe didn't notice it, Dr. Pretorius lives, I shit you not, on 666 Benevolent Street.
Yes.
So...
He's very benevolent.
Yeah, he's the most benevolent. Especially. This whole movie is benevolent.
Yes.
It's very kind, it's very easy to watch, it's very...
I agree, it is.
Yeah.
For me.
I mean, if you're as brain rotted as we are, if you're as insane as we are, you will enjoy this movie. But anyway, I just thought that was funny that it's like a juxtaposition because you have like 666, like number of the beast, That kind of stuff. And then Benevolent Street, which is the mm-hmm. exact opposite of like being like a demon. It's just, it's kind of funny. And so he's doing this research, and I guess they witnessed something that they weren't, you know, ready for. And Dr. Pretorius gets his fucking head bit off.
You don't see it.
You see the aftermath. Like, you see, so there's like a neighbor and their dog gets out and runs. Well,
she's like calling the cops, like they're doing it again. They're making noise again.
Yeah, well, and there's like this. I loved how every time the machine is on, it's bathed in this like pinkish, beautiful, magenta like light.
It's beautiful.
Listen, we will talk about the special effects and how amazing they are. I also want to give a shout out to the lighting department. Like, holy shit, this movie looks good.
It's beautiful.
The lighting is so 80s and so well done. And
yeah, every time that thing is on.
Well, I just love how like otherworldly it is. Like, that's the whole point, right? So mm-hmm. of course it's like an unnatural like pink light.
Yeah, it's the lighting. There's like they have like the fucking wind machine turned on.
Yeah.
Ah, it's beautiful.
And so, yeah, basically the dog gets out, it goes into the lab, and it is like licking this headless corpse.
Yeah, it's Dr. like a
Pretorius. It like twisted its head off.
His head off. You know, our main guy survives, and he is locked up in the crazy house.
Yeah, and so there's this woman doing research on schizophrenia, and she is like testing them. And she has this like war going on with the main, we'll call her like Miss Ratchet of the psych ward, and
she's interested in his story.
Yeah,
they were doing research on the pineal gland, and she says later that her dad had schizophrenia, and you know he was in and out of asylums, and eventually they just turned him into a vegetable, and she wants to cure it. She thinks the key to curing it is in the pineal gland.
Yes.
It's somewhere in there.
Well, and again, like, that's why she's curious about this guy mm-hmm. in particular, because she knows that he was working on that.
And so he tells her all the stuff about all this.
Now, I'm not a doctor. I don't know if that has any correlation. I know.
It's a movie.
But it makes sense in the confines of the movie, too. It does, because yes. They're dealing with, like, the brain and, like, people going absolutely fucking insane.
Well, I guess she has a theory of what if people with schizophrenia have an enlarged pineal gland?
Yes.
And that's why they are the way they are, because they see all this stuff.
Yeah.
And none of us can see it because we have a normal-sized gland. Just food for thought. But, you know, she wants him to do the experiment again. She wants to see this. What did he see?
I mean, in the confines of this movie, could that mean potentially that schizophrenic people aren't actually insane? They're just seeing another yes. plane of dimension?
That is what she's implying, yes.
Yeah.
Because that's what the thing does. It enlarges your gland and you fucking...
Oh, it enlarges his multiple glands. We'll get to that.
That's the part H.P. Lovecraft left out.
Well, because H.P. Lovecraft wasn't as horny as these screenwriters. I don't
think H.P. Lovecraft knew what sex was. Well, I have that. I get that vibe.
Probably not.
It was the 30s. It was a bad time. Okay.
Well, I mean, you couldn't really write about that stuff either.
Also true. Fucking.
Since it was the 30s, you also get some here and there casual racism. But
it's casual.
It's not casual. It's very blatant. But
it's fine.
Anyway, you get questionable racism. It's fine. He's still a good writer. It was the sign of the times. I know people say that a lot.
This is why these adaptations are great, because yes. they take that stuff and they modernize it.
Well, yeah, they make it not racist anymore.
So it's the 80s, so they add sex.
You have to make it horny.
And remove racism.
Yeah.
Okay?
I'm okay with that.
I'm great
with that. You know what? I actually prefer that.
That's how you do it.
Okay? Yeah. So she's like talking to him, and they put him in the CAT scan. He doesn't want to do it.
They see that he has an enlarged gland.
I do love the CAT scan scene, though, because he's like screaming and like saying no, no. And instead of like having sympathy for him, she just mutes him.
Yep.
She just fucking is like, mute.
And then, you know, she sees he's got an enlarged gland and like, hey, maybe there's something to this.
And well, and you're also seeing that maybe there's something kind of, not like wrong with her per se, but she's very persistent and very like, but I mean, something's off about this woman already, right?
I don't know if you noticed this. You didn't notice it, but you brained it. That she is, you could argue she has the same type of personality.
Yes.
As Pretorius.
Well, and the fact that, because, like, yes, the psych ward lady, like, the orderly, is kind of, like, rude and, like, very stern.
Because she just thinks they need to be locked up.
Well, right. She thinks they need to be locked up, kept away from society.
They don't need help. Just lock them away.
Yeah. But she also says some things about the woman that maybe are true, like how she doesn't really care about them, and she only wants to study them, and she doesn't care about anyone but her
own. She doesn't care about the consequences to
them. Yeah, about like her own research, and like maybe she's done some shady shit to get to where she could like do that research.
Mm-hmm.
So there's like some implied darkness to this woman that's doing the testing.
Because she will do whatever it takes.
Yeah, well, exactly. And that's like kind of
the science.
What it's like implying, right? Because there's no good guys in this fucking movie.
No, I mean, the only good guy.
There's no like heroes. Like so there's one good cop.
He is, I don't know what you would call it, but he is like the audience character.
I even think, to be honest, though, he is the audience character where it's like he's the one with some sense enough to get the fuck out of there.
Because he's not involved.
Well, but also, he's not a scientist. I don't think us as an audience, if we were in this situation, would react as calmly as he did. Because I would not act as calmly as he did.
No.
I would get the fuck out of there like right away from the very first time they turn on the fucking machine. But he doesn't. So,
and then when he does, eventually,
he gets nommed,
by otherworldly bees.
Yes, that look like packing pellets.
I'm pretty sure it's like packing pellets or something that they're fucking flinging at the actors at like.
It looked like it, but it was pretty cool. We'll get to like the deaths and stuff. It's pretty cool. But yeah. So basically, what happens is the guy gets released to her custody. And they're going to go do more research.
And they send this cop with them.
Yeah, and that's why he's there. And so it's just the three of them in the house. And that's basically where we spend quite a bit of the movie.
Most of the movie.
Like, most of the movie. So you get your, like, 20-minute setup where it's, like, why these three are in this house, why they're doing more research, because she's, like, adamant to turn on this machine. He doesn't want to, but he's, like, drawn to her. But he really doesn't want to go back to the house, but she convinces him that they're going to, like, destroy it, basically, after they do this, like, research. And so that she convinces him to go back because he wants to destroy the machine. I mean, it was already destroyed, so, but...
Well, not unusable, though.
Yeah. So they fix it up, and they turn it on. What's the worst that can happen?
Before they even turn it on, he tells them, like, don't move. If you don't move, the things won't see you. So they turn it on, and everything's bathed in pink.
Well, we don't see the little worm things.
We see them. We see, like, a little bit of them, but the thing
and
the that...
the jellyfish attacks the cop
guy. A jellyfish thing attacks the cop, and he pulls it off, and it's got, like, fucking teeth.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, you hear a voice.
I love this scene because
how he comes out of
when
like
Dr. Pretorius comes out of the neon.
Well, you see him like you just see an outline.
Well, I love how like basically until he's revealed who it is, he's like he has this like weird, uncanny, like faceless because they put like a shadow right in front of his face. So he's completely faceless until he walks out into the light. It's really cool.
And he's like completely naked and, you know. They're all like, what the hell? He's supposed to be dead. Even the main guy is like,
well, he reaches out and like touches him.
Well, he tells him, like, you can't be real. Like, he's like, come on, touch me.
When he touches him and his fingers like compress into the body.
Yeah, he's like, he's all fucked up and he starts cackling and he keeps making comments about the lady doctor.
Mm-hmm.
Very like sexually charged comments.
And the cop, like, Dr. Petraeus, like, the tension starts building and then his head splits in half. And the cop is like, what the fuck? And they're shooting the head.
Nothing happens.
Something does happen because liquid starts to flow out of his fucking head. And then it splits into giant alien fucking tentacle arms come out of his head.
But then
they turn off the machine.
The guy turns it off. The doctor turns it off.
Yeah. Let's just talk about the special effects now. Holy shit. From the very
goop and slime, there's like and
slime, there's fucking water,
animatronics.
Everywhere. It's just
there's a fucking giant worm thing.
I mean, even that like effect where the guy's head is split in half. You can see the image if you like Google search it. It's insane. It's
the image that's on the poster where it's like half of his body's like melting.
Yeah.
Well,
and they do a really cool thing because then later, like, obviously this thing mutates.
Oh, yeah.
And they do a really cool thing where they have the camera set up where it's just above his neckline.
Because he's like...
So it's the actor,
he's
right?
All fucked up and, like, he has, like, a long
neck.
Elongated neck.
Well, because you can tell it's the actor, right? But they put this thing on the back of his head to look like the neck, but they cut it off just at his neckline. So you
can't see his actual neck.
So you can't see his actual neck.
But his head keeps...
That way, it like is the actual actor connected to this animatronic that's moving around all over the place. Swinging around
like it's a long neck, and the whole time he has a... Because what ends up happening...
Gangly...
Like a third eye...
Gland coming out.
Coming out of his forehead.
Oh, it ain't an eye, though. It's,
Well, it did as an eye. It sees,
It sees the other dimension.
It sees brains, Will.
It sees brains, and it sees, like, other glands.
Yes!
Other glands coming out. So this guy is, like, super horny, obviously.
Even before this, we forgot. When they get there,
Well, he has a sex dungeon.
They find his sex dungeon, and he has a film he recorded of him, like, whipping and, like... groping this woman.
But he wasn't having sex with her.
No. They get there.
Because, I mean, later we get to... I mean, obviously this is a rambler, so... He's he's incompetent.
And he gets off by and torture and...
Well, I think it's a guy who, like, can't get his rocks off anymore. And I think they're trying to kind of lean into the fact that maybe he has, like, ED or something. Like, mm-hmm. erectile dysfunction. Like, he literally can't... Because the guy even says, like, you can't make love.
Yeah.
It's a weird way to say it, but he basically just can't get it up. He can't get his rocks off.
Yeah, he tells
off.
Him that, but he also tells him, like, you don't know what pleasure is. Like,
yeah.
Because the whole time, I mean, he's, like, in the other dimension. He keeps telling them, like, I have great pleasures to show you and, like, all this stuff.
Well, yeah, but it's all a farce,
and
right?
And I'm, like, I'm no longer human. All this fucking crazy shit. And, you know, it's like the day after the first time they see all this and like the guy's disturbed. That's the main doctor guy is like disturbed. The cop guy is also disturbed.
Well, obviously.
And then the
woman
scientist,
is not. She's fine.
She's jazzed.
She's like, holy shit, we got to turn this fucking thing on again.
I want to see it again because, you know, it's an experiment and you can't just call off an experiment after one try.
No, I mean, we got to see if it works again. And then she does the sympathy grab, right? Where she basically...
She tells the guy that...
Explains that her dad had schizophrenia and he died in a psych ward.
And I want to how many people can we help?
Yeah, well, I mean, you can tell, but you can tell it's a... It's just a wee bit unhinged. It's a wee bit just, you know, trying to feign sympathy for... She's like, I want to get fucking back in there.
Well,
and I want to turn that fucking thing on again.
Because there's even a line later, but she's like... It's implying that this thing is like addictive.
Yeah, yeah. Like the feeling it gives you is like a good feeling.
And it's like a drug. And she is especially...
She wants more of those vibrations.
She is especially, you know, some people are more prone to addiction.
I guess you could say she's here for the vibes.
we were all here.
I was here for the vibes.
For the vibes.
Yeah. We're all here for the vibes.
Also, even in that first time they turned it on, you know, she starts like grabbing the doctor and like.
Well, and they look longingly into each other's eyes, and the cop is like the only one has any reason, and that's when he shoots the guy.
But then also after this, he also asks, because they all talk about the effects they're experiencing, and he's like, "Well, what about?
Like, why did I have a hard on?
What about the giant hard on I had?"
Yeah.
And she says, she's like,
that's probably just a side effect of.
Because one of the things about the pineal gland is it controls our sexual urges and impulses.
Hmm, interesting. The horny angle starts to very much let itself be very well known.
Well, listen, because when it's time, because they're all getting some sleep or whatever. And she wakes up and immediately goes up to the fucking.
She can't help herself.
Okay. She starts stroking it and all this stuff.
And then she's like, I'm going to just fucking turn it on.
She turns it on and, you know, fucking doctor runs up there and fucking freak show man shows up.
Well, he's even more this is when you see, like, the cover.
Of the poster, yeah.
Yeah. He's, like, melting and he, like, grabs her and starts, like, sexually assaulting her, basically. Starts
groping her, yeah.
And his, like, hand grows into these long
sausage fingers.
Sausage yeah. fingers. Like, you know, pre everything, anything, everything, everywhere, all at once, you know, with the noodle hands. This movie did it first.
Did it first, motherfuckers.
So he like starts like groping her, and basically the doctor and the cop go downstairs to unplug
it.
Well, because they try and they try and unplug the one upstairs, but it like he won't let them.
He's right next to it.
Yeah, turn it off. And so they go downstairs and they have this giant fucking worm.
Dune worm that attacks them.
Yeah.
And, you know, and it ends up starting to eat our doctor.
Yeah, so it's consuming him while the Dr. Pretorius is also like has his mouth over the woman. He's turned into like a bug thing at this
point. Yeah, he's like a demonic bug, and he's also starting to eat her.
It has like fucking like pincers on the side.
Yeah, yeah.
And it can like open, and again, the animatronics are just incredible. Yeah.
Right before he does that, she's like, "What are you gonna do?" He's like, "I'm going to kiss you," and
that's turns into a when giant turns fucking into mouth, a bug mouth.
So the cop
like finally like. Disconnects all the cords. He, like,
rips them out of the wall.
And it's a really cool effect because the doctor getting eaten by the worm is like mid-air and they cut it so he's hairless now. Like the worm was like consuming like his skin and his hair and all that stuff.
And he's like red
and he
marks.
Falls on the ground and she like is all like freaked out too.
She unplugs the machine.
Yeah, so they're like tending to the doctor that just almost got eaten by the worm, and they're like, okay, well, like, he's clearly not lying, you know, like,
we gotta get out of here.
Well, and the cop is even like, I don't know how we're gonna prove this to anyone.
Like, we've seen it, but who the fuck is gonna believe in?
Yeah, but we know he's not lying.
Yeah.
I don't know how we're gonna prove it, but we gotta get the fuck out of here.
He's like, yeah, I'm gonna go start packing.
He's like, I want you to get ready, because she's like, no, like, we need to stay, and she's trying to like convince him to. He's like,
no, this is over.
Well, yeah, and he's like, no, it's over. Get your stuff. We're leaving, and we're taking him to the hospital.
So he starts packing, and she.
Well, instead of packing, she decides have a little fun in sex dungeon.
Yeah, they're in the sex dungeon, and you know she walks around like he's got like the fucking like. You know, the place like
the chain. Leather straps and the chains,
and then she
starts like gripping them, and she grips like a bar.
She's got like the horny eyes, and then she, you know, she bumps into the closet that has all the leather,
whips, chains, dominatrix,
the dominatrix stuff, outfit,
BDSM,
yeah,
galore.
And the next thing you see is just her like. You know, putting on a stocking and then like looking in the mirror and putting on lipstick.
I like how it's like, it's almost filmed like a 80s music video.
Yeah.
Because they go from like her heel upward all the way up to her legs. She's wearing like a G-string and a corset.
Well, they know
and they pan up and, you know, she's putting on lipstick in the mirror. And she goes over to our doctor, our hairless guy that's basically on his desk.
Also, he has like every now like and then you see like a pulsating thing on his forehead. That's pulsating. But yeah, she goes over to him and like, you know, sits on top of him and like...
Well, she like basically strokes...
She jerks him off, Will. Yeah.
And then gets on top of him and
you starts... You forget. She strokes him and jerks him off and then she takes her fingies and sucks them. On them.
And then, just to, you know, push it even further, she's like, I'm just going to rape this dude.
Yeah, she gets on top
of him. She gets on top of him and starts riding him.
And then the,
well, I mean, like,
yeah.
Literally puts him in... And, you know,
yeah, and then the cop walks in. It's like, what the fuck?
It's like, what the fuck are you doing?
And
then she tries to seduce the cop.
Yeah, because he's like, are you going like that? I told you to get dressed. She's like, I am dressed.
She's like, what's wrong? I thought we could, you know. She starts making very suggestive comments, and he like almost falls for it. And then he grabs her and like takes her to a mirror, and she's like, "He's like, look at yourself. Is this who you want to be?
Is this who you are? Like, is this what happened? Like,
again, he's like the reasonable one.
Yeah, in the entire movie, susceptible to his inner urges.
Yes,
strong
in his conviction.
And she's, you know, she kind of snaps out of it, and then you see like basically the fucking machine is like re-energizing itself.
Yeah, it's like." Connecting itself back in.
So it's like every time they turn this fucking thing on, like the dude's powers just get stronger and stronger and stronger. Yeah.
So he reconnects himself and the thing turns on again.
The doctor wakes up. He's like, listen, like it's freaking happening.
Well, yeah. And his like forehead starts to pulsate more. And she...
they go up and... This is when
this is when they try and turn it off, but they keep zapping them, and then these little like bugs start flying all over them, and I guess they're skin-eating bugs.
Yeah,
and they're like eating them, and then so like the cop tries to grab his gun, the gun flies out of his hand.
Yeah, the dude's like,
and then he like shines a flashlight, and I guess he notices that they go towards the light, and it zaps him, and the flashlight like. Falls and points directly at him.
And so all the bugs attack him. And they end up eating his skin.
He's like laying on the ground and slowly he becomes arms. Like skeletal. His like intestines start falling out and shit. It's very grotesque.
Incredible.
But very, very cool to look at. And, you know, when he's dying, it's obviously they have the fake torso and it's all eaten all like, over the place.
You know, his
head is sticking out, so it looks like
fantastic.
He's actually like fucking dying. And
yeah, it kills him, and she and the, you know, Dr. Pretorius is in full fucking goblin mode.
Oh yeah, and he has like these long arms. One like long tendril comes out of his like, crotch area.
Yeah, he's like able to like
and grabs onto her. And she grabs like a fire hydrant before that happens. Yeah,
fire extinguisher.
So she like pulls it towards her and like sprays the machine so it like short circuits.
And then she like, and then also at this point, the doctor's third eye.
Oh, it's already, yeah,
popped out of his forehead.
Yep.
And so she zaps it and like the guy comes back and.
Well, I love how she zaps it and then she thinks it's over and then it plugs itself back in. And Dr. Pretorius continues grabbing her, and she gets away real quick and sprays it even more.
The whole thing.
And it is done for now.
And then they're all at the hospital, and now the cops are, and now everyone's like, look at what you did.
Well, and so she looks fucking insane now because...
Yeah,
because
she's still wearing the outfit. She's
dressed in like BDSM clothing. Everyone thinks she's a fraud because she thinks that... Because
they're like, what the hell did you do?
Well, they basically are convinced that she lured a psych patient into this house to, like, sexually torture him.
And, you know, they have a dead body of the cop.
Yeah.
They have the psych patient who now has a fucking hole in his forehead.
Yeah, one, you know, our orderly is like, you could have killed, like, so many people. Like, What were you thinking?
And then basically says, like, now you're going to be a patient here.
So she, this is where she goes goblin mode. And she's like, prep her for, like, you're in my custody now. Prep her for
electroshock therapy.
Like, let's just melt her fucking brain.
It's over. And so they're going to go prep her. And our guy wakes up. And they have the effect of the fucking eye wiggling in his forehead.
He's, like, looking for something. So he picks up some food. And
like normal person
food. Like human food. And spits it out immediately. It's
disgusting.
Like, it doesn't work.
So, and then he walks and he, like, you see, like, the vision of the eye. And it's all, like, fucking sepia tone and shit. And it tells him to go to this door.
It's not like sepia tone. It almost looks like
the Predator.
Like the Predator vision. It's like this X-ray vision.
And he goes into this room, and it's like this like vat of something.
Yeah, you don't know what it is yet. And then so the nurse goes to check on him and realizes that he's gone.
He's gone.
So she like starts wandering around. They're still looking for him. And then some water, like bloody water, starts flowing out of one of the rooms. So she goes in and he's eating a human fucking brain. And she's like, God, do you know what that is? And he like has a moment of clarity.
Yeah.
And he's like, I don't know what I'm doing. I don't know where I am.
He's like disgusted with himself. And then she's leading him out, and then he like looks at her, and it's like the third eye is reactivated. X-ray
vision, and you see her brain.
It does the Predator vision and
so
outlines the brain.
He rips her fucking eye out.
He sucks it out.
And then, sucks her brain through her eye socket.
Brilliant.
Yes.
Also, before this, when they were getting the lady doctor prepped for electroshock therapy, the guy was about to like turn it on, and that's when the orderly or whoever walked in and was like, he's escaped.
Yeah. So like the manhunt is on, they're looking for the guy. And she escapes.
She ends up hitting the guy with like the fuck is some,
the like, light. It's like the overhead lamp.
If you go to the fucking dentist and they do an X-ray on you, it looks like that.
Yeah. It's like big overhead thing.
And she smacks him with that and escapes. And she gets into an ambulance and drives away.
And so
she told everyone, like, you have to go back to the house and you have to destroy that thing.
Yeah.
Because if you don't destroy it, the fucking doctor will destroy the planet.
So she gets away and he's like sneaking out of the hospital and he sees like an ambulance back up and there's these two people
and a drunk,
like wheeling in a drunk guy. Then they're trying to like make him not go into shock, I guess.
Yeah, they said
DT.
Yeah,
yeah. So he like approaches them, and he takes one guy into the corner, and she's like, "Hey, can you grab me a candy bar? I'm really hungry." And
no response.
No response. And she goes and checks on him,
and she sees him, and you just see
like his eye is missing,
a giant hole.
Immediately, the guy attacks her as well and starts like pulling her down, and she like hits him, but then he like gets the upper hand.
Basically, smashes her head.
He smashes her head and like kills her.
And then he has a come to moment.
Yeah, so he's takes,
like, what the hell am I doing?
So he takes the ambulance while the fucking homeless guy
is
freaking the fuck out on the gurney, but he's like strapped down, so he's like flailing his legs all over the place. Because
even before he kept saying, like, the guy had a snake in his head. He had a snake come out of his head. And the woman's like, oh, give me a fucking break. But he takes that ambulance and he drives to the house.
Yes, so they're both meeting in the house. She takes like a duffel bag with her, and she sets up a bomb.
A giant bomb
on the machine. And she's like, I'm going to kill this fucking machine. No one needs to know about this. Like, it just needs to be done.
Yeah, because the dude's not going to be able to fuck with our plane of existence.
She sets a timer for 5 minutes and is going to get the fuck out of there. But
our boy shows up.
Our guy shows up and starts, like, forcing her
into the sex dungeon.
Into the sex dungeon, and he's like close to her. He like ties her up.
We're gonna be together forever.
And he's like right next to her, and she bites his fucking,
because he's trying to do the fucking eye socket, the
eye socket thing, and she bites his gland off.
Yeah, she rips it off with her teeth, and then he he's back to normal.
Well, but normal's interesting mentally. Term. Yeah.
Our dude shows up.
Yeah, so the machine turns back on because it reconnected and, you know, because he can do that now.
Mm-hmm.
And so our dude shows back up and he is just all kinds of fucked.
He starts chasing our doctor. And this is when he tells him, like, you can't make love. You're a eunuch.
Well, this is also, like, the Dr. Pretorius is basically just a giant fucking cockroach at this point.
Well, he grows wings at one point, Will.
Yeah, well, and is crawling around on, like, six legs and shit.
Yeah. It's like he's not bound by human bodies anymore.
No.
Whatever he wants.
He can do whatever he wants. He's a
interdimensional being. He grows wings and ends up attacking the doctor, and he does the thing where he twists his head off.
Yeah, so he, like, twists his head off, and you see the body, like, crumple to the ground. And it's the
same thing as the
beginning. It is really cool, because as it's going into the bug body, you can see, his, like, the fake head spinning into the fucking mouth.
And it looks like a drill head.
And it's, like, ripping the skin off, and it looks so cool.
And she's there, and, like, you know, the fucking worm things are everywhere. And she basically coaxes them into biting her restraints off.
And she, like, lights a fire, throws it, and they chase after it. And so she can get out. So she's trying to get out, but the fucking bug is, like...
Yeah, it's... Because she goes downstairs and she sees the body, and the bug... Pretoria's bug man attacks her, and so she has to run back upstairs, and the house has, like, a indoor flood, too.
Yeah, like... The fucking, there's water, like, coming down the stairs and fucking everywhere. And so she goes up into the room and she's looking around and there's, like, no escape, right? And the timer is at, like, 5 seconds.
Well, it's at, like, 30 seconds, but Pretoria shows up and you see, hands. It looks like there's hands, like, pulling out of his mouth.
This is the craziest, like, final fight I've ever fucking seen in my entire life. I've fucking never seen
anything like this.
And we've seen a guy turn into Jesus and start fighting the devil.
The devil, yes.
So we have seen that, but I have not seen this. Holy shit.
So the guy, the doctor, like, comes out of his head and tells her, like, run.
Well, and it's weird. He has, like, hair. It's like he's born again.
Yeah, he's, like, back to normal.
Yeah, and he's like, run, you need to get out of here.
But he's, like, holding. He grabs on to her and is holding her. And he's also fighting the doctor.
But he gets swallowed back up. And then you see, like, his hands coming out of Pretorius's, like, skin folds.
His body. And he starts fighting. It's like his own body fighting itself.
And then Dr. Pretorius's head comes out. And then the other doctor's head comes out.
And they start biting each other.
Biting each other and turning into skulls.
It's like he's fighting and Pretorius is getting weaker and weaker. And he's like biting him. And he bites off his limbs.
Well, and then his face turns into a skull, and they're both skulls, and there's arms everywhere, and fucking legs.
And he bites off the hand that's holding her.
Yeah, and then she, there's like...
It's like five, there's four, like five three, fucking two,
seconds,
one.
And she just jumps out the fucking window as this bomb goes off. And
the house explodes.
And she falls to the ground. Like, from a two-story window.
Her knees, like, her mangled.
They're just fucked.
You just see, like, bones.
And she can't get up, and so she's just, like, laying there. And
all the neighbors show up.
Well, the old lady with the dog comes
over. She shows
over,
up, too. And like, what's happened? What happened?
I called the fire department. They'll be here soon. Like, just don't worry. What happened?
And she just says, it ate him. And she starts, like, crying. And then the crying turns into laugh, like, maniacal laughter.
It ends with her just screeching laughing into the night.
That was me. That was me. And then as it the movie
credits roll. Wow, this movie's awesome.
If you haven't
seen it, you owe yourself to, like, watch it. If you listening, if you have not seen this movie, or even if you have, go watch it again.
Yeah, watch it again.
It's so good.
It's like my third time watching
it. I promise you it's better than you remember, because every time I see this movie, and I've seen it like three times too, every time I see this movie, I notice something new, and it's just so cool. The effects, my God. I was saying this while we were watching the movie. It's almost like the production crew and the director were like, okay, we have a good special effects team. All right, give them as much money as they want and give them free range of the house.
Do whatever you want.
Do whatever they want. Here's what the movie's about. You guys figure it out from there.
Yeah.
And it is insane. There's so much like animatronics, prosthetics, like fucking like skin shit, like water, like every effect,
bugs,
every effect you could think of, they just fucking throw at the screen.
Pink lights.
And it's beautiful. It's like you fucking have to be a maniac to make this kind of effects, but they did it. It's fucking awesome. It looks so good.
You have to be a maniac to make this movie.
Now, the ending did remind me, that final like body fight reminded me of the end of Society.
Oh, God.
I won't give away the end of Society, because if you haven't seen it, you need to go fucking watch that. I don't think that movie gets the recognition.
You have to see it.
But that scene gave me Society vibes, in a way. If you know, you know.
If you know, you know.
I will not. I'm not here to spoil that, because I think if you go in blind to that movie and don't know, it's way better.
Well, when we get to 89, we'll...
Are we watching it?
We will watch it.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, no, this is, I mean, the movie looks great. You can tell, like, the directing's great.
Well, I kind of miss these, you know, big budget, like, B movies that are...
That's the thing, though, it's not even big budget, it's just high effort.
Well, yeah, exactly. So you have a crew that really cares about what they're making, obviously, and wants to make something you haven't seen before, and it's fucking incredible. It looks so good. The horror is there. It's just, it's a Lovecraft, so obviously you have to like have a certain level of weird, and they do it.
Oh boy.
Like, they definitely hit that mark where it's definitely Lovecraft levels of fucked up and insane. And I think they go beyond that, obviously, with like the psychosexual stuff and, you know, all the horniness. They definitely take it to another level.
Yeah.
Because this is loose, loosely based on the book. Because the short story is basically the guy is trying to figure out how to go into, like, see another, like, beings we can't see. Mm-hmm. And does, and gets fucked up by it.
Yeah.
That's essentially the short story in a nutshell.
And yeah, I mean, the movie has that.
Yeah, it has that. But it has a lot more than that.
And then some.
And so, I don't know. I love this movie. I love movies like this. I'm so glad we're in like the late 80s, because it's fucking incredible like filmmaking for a lot of these. Yes, there's a lot of shitty movies, but we also get movies like this that are really just well done, not talked about enough. I think this needs more recognition. And, you know, these kind of movies are getting more recognition, thank God.
It is, which is very, very fitting.
Well, and Reanimator's kind of had a renaissance, too.
I mean, Reanimator's,
I think a lot of people are like, well, and I think, like, more people are talking about it, right? And it's not just the niche group of people who like this kind of movie that are talking about it anymore. Now it's like actual, like, mainstream horror fans and stuff are talking about Reanimator, Society, this, you know, The Thing. I mean, The Thing is huge. The
Thing's always been popular. Like,
insanely popular, but...
It's John Carpenter, it's, I mean.
Yeah, I mean, master of horror there.
Just a little director.
But, but I just love, like, the high-effort B-movies like this.
Yeah.
Where they have a vision, they want to do something crazy, and they just go for it.
And everyone is into it. Everyone who's working on it is giving it.
Yeah, everything. They're all. It's and you can tell. It's like it's there on the screen. The camera work, the directing, the acting, the special effects, the lighting, everything just works so well. I don't really have any critiques.
I don't have any.
If I had to be nitpicky, I think 5 minutes is a bit of a stretch of the imagination to do all that crazy shit in that amount of time.
I mean, but, look, we're not timing it, so...
Well, no, but I'm just saying that's a bit of a stretch of the imagination, but if that's all I have, that's not much. That's a nitpick. That's a very nitpicky thing to do.
That would be the definition.
Yes. So, anyway, that's the only thing I could maybe think of, but even then, I don't really care. Because I can suspend my disbelief. I don't care.
It's a movie.
It doesn't matter. And it makes for dramatic effect and makes sure that she fucking explodes out a fucking two-story window. Or a third story.
Yeah, I mean, listen. It gives you have the ticking time element while our dude turns into a flying cockroach.
Yeah. Never seen that before. And
then has his own body has a fucking battle.
Yeah, so he fights himself trying to grab her.
From the dude who he ate.
Yes.
Is inside of him in the other dimension, and they fucking, he rips his own body to shreds.
Mm-hmm. In a puddle full of human flesh and bones and arms and legs.
It's
batshit. It's batshit insane, but it's fucking incredible. You'll never see
anything like it.
And it looks so good. I can't stress that enough. It looks so good. I love it. I love the way it looks. It's so good. If you're not into body horror, this might not be the movie for you, but if you are, please go watch it. I implore you. I don't even think we have to do a shitty to pretty, but let's fucking do it. I mean,
I'm sorry.
If you're new here, we do entertainment value shitty to pretty 1 through 10. 10 being the highest honor we can give, most entertaining, you need to watch it. 1 being absolute fucking shit.
yeah, I wonder what this gets.
Dude, of course it's a fucking 10 out of 10.
This isn't even...
It's not a competition. There's no way I could give it lower. Like, from start to finish, an hour and 25 minutes, I did not feel the time at all. It just goes. No,
this is...
That's another thing I appreciate. It just goes. It literally starts with Pretorius turning on the machine, basically.
Yeah, they turn on the machine. Dewey gets attacked by a flying worm, tells Pretorius. Pretorius turns it on to max power.
Yes.
And then Pretorius is like... He has like a fucking orgasm and is like, something is coming. And then nom.
Yeah, and then the guy goes insane, and they do it again within the next like 10 minutes.
And everyone's horny. I love it.
The pace is breakneck speed. It is fucking like, they just fucking go. Like, there's no slowing down. They slow down for like 2 seconds. When the cop is trying to convince them to leave. That's it.
Barely.
And then it's barely a slowdown.
And even then, immediately after. And
it just fucking, it's like pedal to the fucking metal. Just go, go, go. It's fucking incredible. This movie, you need to watch it.
This movie rocks.
It demands your attention. This movie demands, if you're a fan of B-movie, I don't even think the B-movie moniker, it doesn't deserve that.
If you're a fan of horror.
If you're a fan of horror, watch this movie.
If you want to see something you have not seen before in your life.
I guarantee you've never seen this. Unless you've seen the movie. But I guarantee if you have not seen this movie, you have not seen anything like this.
Nope.
It is incredible. It demands your attention. I love this movie, and I will continue to watch it until I'm 6 feet under.
Until we are dead.
Yes.
Until we pass on to the next.
Dead and buried. Until we go on to the fucking interdimensional...
Ooga booga
until land. We become interdimensional space cockroaches.
this is the goal.
That's what we want to do, okay? Listen, it's
let's be floating in the ether.
Eventually, it's going to be the only way to get our rocks off, okay? We have to become interdimensional beings.
We'll just be floating in the ether.
Yeah.
Unseen.
No one can see us until they turn on the magnet machine.
With 4 tuning forks on it. A
vibrating magnet machine.
Turns everything pink.
Yeah. Then they'll be able to see us. Then we turn into fucked up nightmares.
Yeah.
And eat them.
Twist their head off.
Yeah, we have to fucking drill their head off of their head. Then they can ascend.
Just put a pencil sharpener on their heads and there you go. And then they too will ascend.
Yeah, exactly. They'll ascend. And they'll be better for it, okay?
Yeah.
Come on to the other side. The water's fine.
Oh, yeah.
Everything's fine. The goo is fine.
The glorious goo.
The neon goo is
become
fine.
Become goop brain.
Become the goop. Embrace the goop.
This is the end game of our endless goop braining.
Yeah, this is just a fucking biography of this our is podcast. Just
what happens? Goop
brain.
The inevitable end of us is just becoming goop brain cockroaches.
Yeah, that fly around and twist people's heads off.
That's just, or unseen, but we're there just coaxing you.
We can't do anything until you see us.
Yeah.
But when you do, we're going to twist your head off.
What's that? Because we have to convert,
on site.
Convert you.
We have to goop your brain. Like we got gooped.
Okay.
Oh my god, okay. We're going on a tangent about that, but it's fine.
I think the rails have been lost.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, I don't have much else to say. Like, just high praise for this movie. It's just...
The only thing I have to say is we only have a few little movies left, and...
They're all bangers, aren't they?
All of them are bangers. Yeah. And you guys are in for a good time. As we are getting to the end of 86.
Here's the problem, though, with the... And I'll say this now. The end of any watch year that we get to, I always get super excited because we watch really good movies at the end,
I end them with the big ones.
Here's the problem with that.
As we start over.
Here's the problem with that. We start over and we start with shit, usually.
But that's the bad...
It sucks, though, because you're like so riding a high, and then you just get dredged through the fucking shit again.
It's like, you know.
You know, you watch this, and then you go to, like, Black Devil Doll from Hell.
It's like Shawshank Redemption. You have to crawl through the river of shit, okay?
To get to redemption.
Until you're out there, and you fucking...
You finally feel the rain on your face.
This is our rain moment, okay? Is movies like this. Gotta do it again. Hey, look, we never know. I mean, some of those shit piles might surprise us. Maybe.
Come on.
I don't know what's going to happen.
Don't, no. I'm not allowing this to continue.
Sometimes it happens.
No. Shut up. It's not going to happen. You know it's not going to happen.
We are blindly going.
You're the curator. I don't know what you have planned, but anyway, like, it's fine.
I just know names.
You get these incredible highs and these fucking lowest of the lows.
Oh, we're starting at some,
Oh, fuck. Don't...
You know, the more obscure, the better.
87. Anyway, that's for future me to worry about. This right now, let me just enjoy...
Enjoy the now.
...my From Beyond and love this movie. It's going to be on my rotation all the time now. Now that I know it's on Prime as well.
I'm
going to watch it more often. And it deserves your attention, too. Please, let's get this talked about again.
Yeah.
Be awesome.
Everyone should watch this.
You should. Go watch it. Recommend it to a friend. Recommend this podcast to a friend, though, more importantly. And leave us a comment.
Now you're talking.
Leave us a suggestion and be like, hey, Fred or Daphne or whatever your friend's name is. Hey, you. I got this cool...
Is there a friend named Shaggy, too?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, there's a Fred and Daphne.
Velma?
Yeah, the whole crew is there.
Okay. It's an interesting friend group. Okay.
And they drive in a van called The Mystery. No, I'm just kidding. But anyway, so yeah, please suggest this to a friend too. It really helps out the podcast. We really appreciate all you guys for listening. Thank you so much. And remember, recommend it. We do a suggestion or a recommendation every 5 episodes. So get those in.
One of those is slowly coming. Well,
yep. We get to it eventually, so don't worry. If you want to hear us review a movie, we will get to it, I promise.
It'll be there.
Anyway, again, I'm just going to ride this high, because I know 87 is coming, and it's going to be some shit.
But then we'll get good again.
Well, yeah, it happens every time, but I just...
They get you.
I'm just going to ride this high right now, because I know the lows are coming.
Mm.
It might not be... Lowest of the low, because we've been there, and I don't think we'll ever go back. Hopefully
don't say
not.
That.
I fucking hope not.
Because you know...
I hope it's not as bad. It can't be as... Nothing can be as bad as Black Devil Doll from Hell.
Well, you I'm sorry, know...
Nothing can be as bad as that.
Eventually, some
nothing,
degenerate...
Nothing can be as bad as that. Nothing.
Okay.
You're like, never say never.
You put that out there, okay? I'm
oh,
not
God.
Because you know... We sat through Uwe Boll. Well, I mean,
I know we have done. Yeah, But hey, we never have to go back.
This is true. We are not going.
We've reviewed those, and they're there forever. So now we don't have to go review them again.
It's true. It's like puberty. You only go through it once.
Spoiler alert, they're all fucking bullshit.
Whoa.
I know. That's a statement.
How dare you?
If you want to go listen to that, they are all on there.
Yeah, they start from episode 100.
Yep. So go listen to those if you want to hear us get into some real shit.
If you really care to see us suffer.
Yes.
Hear us suffer, sorry.
But anyway, we appreciate any episode you listen to. Thank you guys so, so much for they mostly come out at night. This has been Will.
This has been Alex.
And we will talk to you all later.
Bye.
Bye. Give in to the goop.
Give in to the BDSM mommy.